But the fruit of the Spirit is peace, patience, longanimity. And in the gospel, our Lord tells us, "Behold the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor do they reap, and your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not of much more value than they?" In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. If we have learned nothing else from the year 2020 and 2021, we have learned that this earth is nothing other than a veil of tears in which we weep and we send up our sighs to heaven. They call it, the media does, the year from hell, and many of us might think the same. The pandemic, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve, the mask mandates, the lockdowns, the closing of churches and of schools, the stock market crash, the BLM riots, the destroying of historical and even of religious monuments all over our country, the impeachment not once but twice of our president, the voter fraud, the border crisis, and now Afghanistan, the forced vaccines, which truly are not vaccines, is a one-size-fits-all medicine. And when has that ever happened and worked in the history of mankind? There have been the threats and the bribes, and now comes the violence. You will not get work. You will not get into school unless you are vaccinated. One young man at our chapel in Milwaukee has just about finished his schooling. He was entering into physical therapy, and they tell him, "Well, you will not be accepted. Despite your good grades, you will not be accepted unless you get the jab, because all the other young men in your class have received it." In other words, his grades didn't matter. Only the jab mattered. Sounds a bit like Rome in the old days, doesn't it? The threats and the bribes and the violence to do what you don't want to do. And this so-called vaccine, despite the fact that media tells you it has been approved, was never approved by the FDA. It's still only in its third phase of trial, expected to go on for another 2 years, which means it is still experimental. They don't know the side effects that it will have. They don't know short-term or long-term what is going to happen. And because it is experimental, this means that the church, in fact, does have something to say about its morality. Then we hear of the number of COVID cases rising. But do you ever notice they rise most in those places that have most men, where most men have been vaccinated? Israel, I believe at one time the UK, now here in America, they say. Worldwide panic. It's not just in one country or another. Boy, now that I mention all of those things, and I'm sure I've missed many, I wonder how still many do not see that this is truly a communist takeover. And even more than that, I'm afraid, these are the fruits of the world that St. Paul speaks of in today's epistle. And it's a crushing amount for any of us to have to bear for such a long time. How shall we be able to bear it? to continue to bear this weight, as it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon. Well, St. Augustine says, he said this about the holy martyrs, we are but children. We need the comforter, the paraclete, as did the martyrs. And like the martyrs, we should bear all of our pains and the persecution with the fruits of the Spirit, which are patience, longanimity, peace. That is the peace of heart that the world cannot give. And we must view all things in faith. In Matins this week, that is a part of the breviary that the priest must pray, the church has us read about Holy Job for our imitation. He did not live under a communist dictatorship, but he lost everything he had in a single day. His children, his possessions, his house, his animals, and his health. He was then struck with boils. And his nameless wife comes onto the scene and looks at him dead in the eye and says, man, just curse God and die. Get it over with. His friends tried to console him, but they only succeeded in increasing his heavy load. Yet he bears it with patience, so much that God praises him for it. He bears it all and blesses God. The Lord giveth, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is how a servant of God should handle misfortune. Or today's saint, John the Baptist. He stood up against the spirit of the world. He stood up for the rights of God, and whenever you do that, you must expect some form of persecution. And for that, he was imprisoned, and then finally decapitated. The gradual tells us, it is good to trust in the Lord rather than to trust in princes. But it was his spirit of fortitude that helped him to accept his great trial. We Christians, we are meant to be warriors, battle tried, day in and day out. After all, we're soldiers of Christ. We are not meant to be doormats. We are armed by God with certain weapons that must be used if we wish to endure this world. Faith, first of all, which helps us to see the invisible, to understand what is hard to understand, to see the true meaning of events in this world. Hope, which gives us supreme confidence in God's help, and a timely help at that. Now, a soldier never loses, a really good soldier never loses his courage. And if he does, he finds a way to rekindle his faith and hope in his cause. Now, should you or I lose a battle or two, either in our personal lives or in the fight against the world and against communism, should we lose a battle, we already know that we will win the war. For in the end, Our Lady said, my immaculate heart will triumph. But it's time for us now, after over a year and a half now, to rekindle our faith. What was it that gave Job so much patience? What gave John the Baptist so much courage to stand against the world for the rights of Almighty God and to lay down his life for those rights. It was not their trust in princes. It was not their trust in politicians. Politics never does solve anything. It was their faith that told them without a doubt that God's hand, his fatherly providence, was directing all these things, good things and bad. And once they realized this truth, they then had unlimited confidence, peace of heart that could not be ruffled by anything in the world. And the heavy weight of their fear and pain was lightened. But what about us in this time? Have we been abandoned? Has God forgotten us? Does he see or care? As we go through this persecution, and it is a persecution, not a conspiracy, we must see the fatherly hand of God that strikes only in order to bring back the children he so loves. You see, we live in times when man has so turned against God that one could argue we live in worse times than Noah did. Such immorality. But the punishment that he sends us now is only to bring us back on our knees. Therefore, be not solicitous, our Lord tells us. And he points up to the birds in the air. Behold, look, the birds of the air. Your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are not you of much more value than they? And consider those lilies of the field. Now, if God so clothed the grass of the field, how much more you, O ye of little faith? God's loving care, his providence for us is great. It is perfect. It is immense. And when your heart is troubled, you must recall his divine providence. One author says that all of God's works are perfect, performed with weight and measure. Nothing can befall us contrary to his will. Nothing can hurt us without his permission. He takes into consideration the natural character and the talents of each individual person. And then he tries us to bring us to perfection. When trials overwhelm you, and they will, we must preserve patience. One author says that just as God sets bounds to earth and sea, as he directs the waves that threaten the land with destruction until they break on the moving sands of the shore, so does he mete out our trials and temptations. He has measured, he continues, he has measured their extent, he has set limits to their duration, and he watches that they should further our salvation and not our ruin. But I wish to conclude with a paragraph from my favorite spiritual book, The Way of Interior Peace. My dear child, says the Lord, know that I am your creator, your savior, and your God. Your body and soul are in my hands. I give you all that you possess, the air you breathe, the bread you eat. By my orders, the elements, the planets, and even the angels serve you. I have created heaven and earth for you, and more than all that, I love you, and for love of you, I became a worm of the earth. I willed it to be born in a stable and to die on a cross, and all because of your sins. Now, can you think that I would do you any wrong? for I have loved you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.